Welcome back to this course on mindfulness and habit change. Yesterday we discussed habits, how they form and why they can be difficult to change, and how mindfulness is a key to transforming habits because it brings behaviors that are unconscious and automatic into the light of awareness. We concluded with a reflection and meditation on cultivating intention. Today, we'll be discussing the role of attention in mindfulness and its importance in helping us change habits. Two qualities that are essential elements of mindfulness and also key to habit change are, first, attention, training the mind to be present here and now. And second, attitude, the qualities of mind and heart with which we meet our experience. Today we'll focus on cultivating attention, and tomorrow we'll explore attitude. When we pay attention to our experience, our sensations, feelings, emotions, thoughts, sounds, tastes, odors, we can, with practice, acknowledge and accept this moment, this experience, as it is. If it's pleasant, we can notice it's pleasant. If it's unpleasant, we can notice it's unpleasant. When we're aware, we don't have to cling to the pleasant and push away the unpleasant. When we're present with our experience, we're not trying to escape from it into habitual behaviors or thought patterns by going online, eating or drinking unhealthily, or worrying about the future. And we can notice when the mind does move towards habitual responses and come back to what we're feeling or experiencing. When we're not aware, when we're not here now, we tend to move automatically into familiar habits. So it's important to cultivate attention. And it's like a muscle that we can build and strengthen through practice. One of the best ways to cultivate attention is through mindfulness meditation, training ourselves to be here, aware of our experience as it is. William James, the father of modern psychology, spoke of the power of attention over a century ago. He said, "The faculty of voluntarily bringing back a wandering attention over and over again is the very root of judgment, character, and will. An education which should improve this faculty would be the education par excellence." Just as we develop other habits through repetition, we develop the habit of paying attention through repetition. Focusing the mind on a particular object or focus of attention. It could be the breath, it could be the body, it could be sounds, or a mantra, a word or a phrase, or it could be a physical object. And we return our attention to the focus or object when the mind moves into thinking. One of the most common focuses in meditation is the breath. Simply paying attention without judgment to the natural rhythm of the body breathing. In breath, out breath. In breath, out breath. And we return our attention to the breath without judgment when we become aware that our attention has moved into thinking, into worrying or planning, ruminating, daydreaming, or whatever form the thinking takes. When we build the muscle of attention through mindfulness practice, we can more easily bring awareness to habits before they happen, when they're happening, and after they occur. And we're much less prone to being caught up in unhealthy habits of being distracted much of the time, or spending large amounts of time planning or worrying about the future. So we'll take a few minutes now to meditate on this theme of attention. So take some moments to relax your body and mind, letting your awareness come into the body. You might take some full, deep breaths. And on each out-breath, relax and let go of the stresses and cares of your day. You can invite a smile to your face or a half smile, just activating the muscles at the corners of your mouth and your eyes. And visualize meeting everything you experience with the welcoming expression of a smile. Sit in a way that's both relaxed and alert, with your eyes closed if that's comfortable for you, or with your eyes open and your gaze soft and unfocused, looking ahead of you a few feet. And you might bring your attention to the sensations of breathing. The feeling of breathing in and breathing out. So breathing in a relaxed way, not controlling the breath or changing it, or doing any particular kind of breathing, just aware of the breath as you're experiencing it right now. Breathing in, breathing out. As you breathe in, know that you're breathing in. And as you breathe out, know you're breathing out. Allow your breath to be just as it is, without trying to change it in any way. If it's helpful, you can mentally note in as you breathe in and out as you breathe out. Or you could silently say rise and fall as your chest and belly rise and fall. And you can establish a home base wherever your breath is most noticeable or feels most relaxing. It might be at your chest or belly, or at your nostrils where the cool air enters and the warm air is released. Let your attention rest in the direct experience of your body breathing. breathing in, breathing out. Anytime you become aware that your attention is no longer on your breath, just gently bring your awareness back to your breathing, breathing in, breathing out. If self-judgment or annoyance comes up, see if you can meet it with kindness. If it's helpful, you can silently label whatever mental activity it was that drew your attention. If you were planning your day, remembering a conversation, or daydreaming, you could note planning, or remembering, or daydreaming, and gently bring your attention back to your in-breath and out-breath, without judging or criticizing yourself. So we can use our breathing, our breath, awareness of the breath, as a focus to strengthen this power of attention, of being aware of our experience just as it is. And then when the mind wanders, coming back again, which is very much at the heart of the practice of mindfulness meditation. It's not like we're failing meditation when the mind wanders into thought. It's very much a part of the meditation, just to notice when the mind has gone off into thought and to gently and kindly come back again, come back to the breath, to the body, come back to wherever we're focusing our attention. The more you strengthen this faculty of attention, the more you can bring awareness to habits so that you're able to make a choice in how you respond. Tomorrow we'll examine and practice cultivating attitudes of mindfulness that support habit change. And feel free to continue this meditation after the bell sounds.